So the Shabbos after Pesach is called Shabbos Noch Pesach. And there's still a kesha between the Shabbos after Pesach and Pesach itself. And this year we read Parsha Shemini. So let's try to understand the kesha between Parsha Shemini and Pesach. So Pesach, there's a lot of questions. We'll just begin with a few. The mitzvah of Koirich, Zichr L'Mikdash Kehillel. It needs a hezver, the sinyan of Koirich. And to us, it's exactly what it is, Zichr L'Mikdash Kehillel, but the amkus of what that means, the third matzah and taking the Koirich and breaking it and eating it together with Mar, it's much more than just as it seems. Somewhat overlooked that inyan. And then from there, we go to Shulchan Aruch, and we eat the beitzah, the egg dipped in mei melach and the salt water. Try to explain these inyanim. The relevance of Eliyahu Navi to the Seder, who comes that time as well, try to explain. And maybe Pesach Sheni and the Keshet Tzvias HaOmer. There's one part of the Haggadah very interesting. As we're just getting going in Maggid, that the Maggid tells us, the author of the Haggadah, Yochom Rosh Chodesh, you may think to begin this Avodah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tamad Lemar Bayomahu, on that day. So Bayomahu, Yochom Yibo'id Yoyim, you may think that during the day. Tamad Lemar, so therefore it says, Bavurzeh. Bavurzeh Loyamarti, Ela Besha Sheish, Matzah Umar Minach Lefanach. Now it doesn't say, Balayla. It says, Bizman Sheish Matzah Umar Minach Lefanach. And what that means, what that is. Try to explain what's going on with this Havamina. This is not a Gemara. Right? This is Haggadah. So, why do we even need to know Yochom Yibo'id Yoyim? Why do we need to know Yochom Rosh Chodesh? And if it didn't have that, so it wouldn't be enough just to say Bavuzeh B'Shashish Matzah Matzah Melech V'Nacha? Why is that even the Lashon? Why is that even the Signo? So to begin, Parsha Shemini is really the story of Parsha Shemini is the Yom Shemini Lamiluin, which took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the incident with Nadav and Avihu. Now, the Arizal already drops a hint, if we could say such a lesson, in terms of the kesher of Nadav and Avihu to the Seder. The Ari writes in Shar Gugulim, Perek Lamed Vav, Hine oisi eis Nadav, hein ben v'ois dalet. Ben and the letter dalet. Remez keneged arba banim dibetayr. That Nadav is a hint to Dalet Ben, the four banim. And we can take that one step further and say Ve'avihu. Avihu is Avihu, and he writes that, but not in the context of arba banim and the father. But Kana ben Shail is Aviv, right? There's Nadav, which is Dalet Ben, and Avihu, and the father. That's Aleph. Beis and Haggadah Marba L'Saper, he writes. One of the things which we say on Lel Sheni Shel Pesach, the second Seder, at the end, Vayehi b'chatzi alayla. There's a pizmon called Vayehi b'chatzi alayla. Everything which is mentioned there, and there's a lot, we have b'mesayir in Chazal, or in the Tzadikim, that it took place on the night of Pesach. For example, the Melchama with Avram Avinu, the Arba Malachim Chamisha, and the Sancheiriv, and many, many things which took place on this night. One of the Lashonis that it says there is, V'Yisrael Yashar Lekel V'Yuchal Laila. V'Yisrael, Yaakov, Yashar Lekel. He overcame the Kel. V'Yuchal, meaning V'Yuchal Laila, and he won in the night. Which he says is a reference to Yaakov Avinu's struggle with the Sar Shal Esav. That's when he became Yisrael. V'Yakil Yuchalai, V'Yuchal, he won. And he explains there, that battle between Yaakov and the Sar Shal Esav took place on the night of Pesach. And the Gidon Asha, based on the Zayar, that's a reference to Tisha B'Av and the Pagam. And we know that the night of Leil Pesach is incomplete without the Geula Shleima. We're still missing the Beis HaMikdash, which is why Koirech is Zecher LaMikdash Kehillel. And we don't have a Karbanos, for we have the Zraya, we don't have the Karban Pesach, and we have the Beitza, we don't have the Karban Chagiga. There's a lot lacking. And the truth is that the Zayar Kodesh tells us, that requotes it in Seudah Sefer Tzur HaMor, Vayiga b'kaf yirecha, which is the Gita Nasha, that knack in the Gita Nasha of Yaakov Avinu was a pegam in Nadav and Avihu. There he writes that since the Malach of Esav saw that he couldn't overcome Yaakov, he says, I'll go for his children. That's why he hit him in the kaf yirech, which is the Mila, the offspring. And he saw Nadav and Avihu, and he saw they would be great. And the reason why Nadav and Avihu were nichshal was that goes back to the pegam in the Gita Nasha. And that took place, according to Marbel Saper, based on Vayhi B'chatzi Leila, on the night of Pesach. So Gid Anoshe, the Keshet to Nadav and Avihu, that's all Lil Pesach Dik. Let's go back now to Yochel Mirash Chodesh. Why is there Havim in the Yochel Mirash Chodesh? Why is there Havim in Yochel Mubaydiyah? Tam Eloimar, Babu is that? Mishash Yishma Tumar Tumar Lepanach. Teretz is that Yochel Mirash Chodesh is not just a Havimino. It goes together. It goes along. Meaning to say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's in the middle of the month. The night of the Seder, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How is that? Because there's a fundamental difference between Tishrei and Nisan. Beis Reishis, Bereishis Bar Elokim L'Zayir, says there's two Reishis of the year. There's Tishrei, and then there's Nisan. The beginning of the year in Tishrei is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's Rosh Hashanah. And that's the Yom HaDin, that's Hayom HaRatzayla. We don't say that about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We say that about Pesach. So what happened? The pshat is that the whole Inyan of Pesach is the Inyan of Dilug, of jumping. And everything about Nisan and Pesach is about the center. Nisan is the center of the month. And Nisan is the middle of the year. And the 15th of the month, which is Pesach, is the middle of that month. And the Seder takes place up until the middle of the night. And you take the middle matzah and you crack it in half. And everything is about getting into the middle. And that's the secret of Pesach. Pesach means that you jump. There's a dilug. There's a dilug from the Roish into the middle. It's a connected the Mayach and the Lev. Tishri is like the Mayach, it's the Roish. And Nisan is the Lev. These are the two Rashi Ha'adam. Like the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. It's a big Arichas in this. But the pshat is that the dilug is that the Roish jumps into the center. So when we say Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, Tam Eloyim Bayom Ahu, the pshat is that Rosh Chodesh is the Bayom Ahu. And even when we say Bayom Ahu, B'Shach Sheishmat Malach Banacha, we say, why doesn't it say Balayla? It doesn't say Balayla because it's not a Layla. It's really a Yoyim. Like we know that Hashem made the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, He turned the darkness into light. So we don't say it was in the night. Because even the fact that it was Bayom goes along in the Kamash Milan. So therefore you just say Bavizab, Basha Sheshmat, that's what it is. It's not a time, it's not a night. It's whenever the Matzamara is in front of you, that's what it is. So Yochel Mirash Chodesh goes with along. And the Yoyim goes along. So when we're sitting at the night of the Seder, you could say in Pnimius that it seems like it's Tesfav Nisan, but it's also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And if it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that means to say that it's the time of Nadav and Avihu. It's the time of Nadav and Avihu. And Mamela, that very unfortunate incident, Nadav and Avihu, is also at the Kishkas of the night of Pesach Tim. And we're mesabel on that. And they tried to bring the Gula Shleim, but they were not successful. So maybe we could say, like in Marvelous Opera tells us, that the Gid Anasha, which has a presence on this night, the fact that Nadav and Avihu were Nifka, and the connection to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the day of the eighth day of the Miluim, and that's here, on the night of Leil Pesach, so we're margish the loss of Nadav and Avihu on this night. So Mimela, like we had said before. Dalad Banim, Nadav and Avihu. Vavihu, that's Nadav and Avihu. You can even say that the Arba Banim correspond to the four sons of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron had four sons. He lost two sons. That's Nadav and Avihu. So perhaps that's Keneged, the Ben Rasha, and the Ben She'en of the Yilishol. Of course, they weren't Rasham. They were very great. But Lamaisa, they were Nisraf. They walked into the Kodesh Kodashim. And it's interesting that to both of them we say the same pasuk, "Bavrezeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim," which is the pasuk which we quote in Yochel Mirash Chodesh, Yochel Miba Oidlam, Tamalim, or Bavrezeh. B'shach Shishmatzum Amarach Lefanecha. Happens to be Zeh b'miluwa. He's going to match another Avihu. It's referring to another Avihu. So with this, we can explain the inyan of Kairich. When is B'Shah Sheish Matzu Mar Munach Lefanecha? They have Mar and Matzah together? That's Kairich. So what does Matzah and Mar of the Kairich represent? So it's brought down in Tzfarim that there were three Goyle Yisrael from Yitzias Mitzrayim: Moshe, Miriam, and Aaron, which corresponds to the three matzahs. Now, how does it break down? Moshe is connected to the middle matzah, because the middle in the night of the Seder is Iker, and the Iker matzah is the middle matzah. That's the matzah of Al Mitzvah's matzah. That's the Afikoyimin. That's Moshe. And the reason why it's broken into two is because Moshe was the Goyal Mitzrayim, and he will also be the Goyal Ba'achar Sayyamin. Like it says in the Zohar, Mashahoya hu shiyah. What was, will be. That's referring to the Gula, says in the Zohar. And Mashahoya hu is Rashi Tevas Moshe. Moshe was, that's the small chedek of the matzah, which we recite Yitzias Mitzrayim on, that's the Tzipur. Sheyiyah, that's going to be Tzafon, it's Tzafon L'Asalah, but that's what we eat later on at the Seder, which is when we invite Eliyahu Navi, because he's the Goyal also L'Achar. That's the middle matzah. The bottom matzah, you could say, that's Aaron HaKohen. And the reason why we make a Kairich and we break it in half is because it corresponds to the two sons of Aharon. One is Nadav and one is Avihu. But we eat it together with the Marah. We eat it together with the Marah because Marah says the Ariz, we can match your Mavis. And there's something very bitter which happened to Nadav and Avihu. And we cry about that. So Mamela, B'shah Sheishmat Marmar L'Fanacha, that's Kairich, and that's a reference to Nadav and Avihu. And that goes back to Yochel Mirash Chodesh. And after we have the Kairich, we sit down Shulchan Arich and we dip the Beitz on the Mei Melech. We dip the Beitz on the Mei Melech because by eating that Beitz on the Mei Melech, that's a simon of the Avelus, which were Misabo and the tears on the Misa on the Avihu, which in Pimius happened tonight. You could say also parenthetically, the Gemara tells us in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, that we have to be very careful about zugos, about doing things in doubles. Today we're really not makbid on zugos, doing things in pairs. But the Gemara says to be careful about that. So the Gemara asks, so how can we drink arba koisos? That's a pair, right? Because it's an even number. So isn't that a hezek? You can invite shindalids and all types of mazikin when you do things in pairs. So the Gemara gives three answers. One of the answers is that it's Leil Shimur. Leil Shimur means it's Shama Min HaMazikin. So the Mefarshim ask, well, there's another drasha elsewhere. Leil Shimur is in Gemara Shana. Leil Shimur can mean that it's Shama L'Asalava, meaning that it's Shama L'Gula. So how could you say Shama Min HaMazikin if it's Shama L'Gula? So perhaps you could say like this, that perhaps Nadav and Avihu, they went into Lifnai V'Lifnim, that they wanted to bring the Geula. And they had their eyes set on Rosh Chodesh Nisan to bring the Geula. I mean, just that the Mishkan shouldn't just be the building of the Mishkan, it should be the completion, the final Gula. But Lishitasam, it was Shomer L'Geula, not Shomer Min HaMezikin. So how could they go in his pairs? Shouldn't they be Choshesh for Zugos? So the reason why they weren't Choshesh from Zugos is because since they went in with such an Achdus, with such a love for each other, not even Avihu, they were considered to be like two people. They were like one person. That was a Havamina. Aye, then why weren't they successful? Seems like they were still zugos. So perhaps this is what the Gemara means when it says, the Medrash, it says one of the reasons why they died, shelo natlu eitzah zeh mizeh. They didn't take eitzah from each other. Well, if they didn't take eitzah from each other, that means that they weren't a perfect pair. You couldn't say about that shtayim that they were mamash ke'achar. There's something epis lacking in that achdas, shelo natlu eitzah zeh mizeh. Perhaps this is the inyan of shtuya yayin, that they went in drinking yayin. Another reason why they were held accountable, because the night of Pesach is the night of drinking a lot of wine. You can get drunk on four cups of wine. So, but they went in with that avoda of Leil Pesach. That's called Shesuya Yai. So with this we can explain also the relevance of Eliyahu Navi, Talmid Rabbi Akiva, and Pesach Sheni. Because Talmid Rabbi Akiva, why did they die? 24,000. Gemara's Lashon is 12,000 zugos Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Meisu b'perek echad. Being Pesach Latzeres. They're called 12,000 Zugos. There was a Pagam in Zugos. Just like Nadav and Avihu had a Pagam in Zugos. The Perek Echem is there was a Piruk in their Achdus. Shaloi Nogu Kovet Zalazah. Same thing. But the reason why they were called Zugos and they couldn't say that they were, no, it doesn't say 24,000. It says there were 12,000 pairs. Because they weren't Pachdus with each other because they weren't Noi Kovet Zalazah. Just like Nadav and Avihu, Shaloi Nogu Eitzah Zamizah. If that's the case, then it's still Zugos, and it's Shaykh Hezek. It's a Mamela from the night of Pesach, which is not of an Avihu. Shaloi Natu Eitz Zamizah, from there is Nizgalgal, Rebbe Kivas Talmidim, Shaloi Nogu Kavazalazah. This perhaps explains Pesach Sheni as well. Because Pesach Sheni, the Gemara says, we're zeichet the Pesach Sheni. Vayehi anashim asher hayu tameim lenefesh adam. But there were people who were tamei, and they couldn't be in the Pesach Rishon. Why were they tamei? So some say it was El Tzafan, and Mishael El Tzafan, because they went in to get the bodies of Nadav and Avihu. And that's why. So you see that Pesach Sheni was Nizgalgal through Nadav and Avihu. Just like Pesach Rishon has a Shaychis, so Pesach Sheni has a Shaychis too. That proves from Pesach Sheni that even Pesach Rishon has a Shaychis in Nadav and Avihu. And this is in Eveli Onavi. Eveli Onavi on the night of the Seder is because we've said many times that Pinchas was a tikkun of Nadav and Avihu. Because Pinchas, he asked the Shaila of Moshe Rabbeinu, what do I do with this Zimri? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you tell me. So Pinchas says, didn't you teach us Kanaim Pogimba? Hashem says, Moshe says, yeah, you're right. So you go ahead and you do it. And he was masaking Pinchas, Nadav and Avihu, because Nadav and Avihu, they didn't ask Moshe. They were, Mar halacha b'fnei Rabban, Chazal say. They didn't ask Moshe. So since Pinchas went to do that, Nadav and Avihu's neshamas went into him. And Mamela, he was masaking the neshamas. And that's why the Zohar says, Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aaron a coin. Why is Pinchas called ben Aaron? Just say Pinchas ben Elazar. We know who Elazar's father is. So the Zohar says, Pinchas himself is ben Elazar. But because the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu were in Pinchas b'shas Maisa, and they stayed after that, that's why he's also called Ben Aaron, because Nadav and Avihu were the sons of Aaron. And that's why Pinchas was zechit to kahuna. It wasn't just some type of a skula. Nadav and Avihu were anointed, and they were kohanim. And now that Pinchas had the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu, he too was a kohen. So Pinchas was misakin Nadav and Avihu. We know Pinchas is gematria four times Ben, which is a remez and now to Nadav. But Pinchas is also Eliyahu, and Eliyahu is a kohen. And Eliyahu was zechit to Nadav and Avihu. So since on the night of Pesach, that's the pagam of Nadav and Avihu. That's where we margish that pagam. But the tikkun of Nadav and Avihu is to Eliyahu Navi. So Mamela, we invite Eliyahu Navi to come to the Seder as well. So what we see from here is that there's a very strong connection, therefore, between Shmini, Shabbos Noch Pesach, the kasha between Nadav and Avihu, and Pesach.